If you'd like to share with us something that's happened in your neighborhood or perhaps ask a question, we would love to hear from you. So get in touch with us. Our address is comments@kaxe.org. You can reach me at jlatimer@kaxe.org. If you're a teacher and you're interested in doing this in your classroom, contact me at that same address, jlatimer@kaxe.org, and I would be happy to help set it up in your school. You can also send your letters to us, 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And of course, there's our talkback line. You can call us and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood in your own words. And that number is 218-999-9876. So we hope to hear from you soon. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Allison, who had this report from Ely.
Hello from Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the phonology report for week of September 15th through 21st. My name is Allison and I'm your phonologist today. The Elian weather has been stormy and rainy. We had a downpour of rain and hail on Tuesday the 17th, right as school was letting out. There were lots of branches on the ground after. The mornings have been incredibly foggy and the afternoons very humid. It feels like summer has returned. The trees in the area are changing colors. The Echo Trail is alive and vibrant with colors of leaves. The red maples especially brighten in the view. Some of its neighbors have large apples on their apple trees. And my grandma has wild plums on her land. The plums are ripe and ready to be turned into jam. James and his grandfather saw a cross fox in the yard. We had a bit of discussion on this and had to do some research. Ozzy saw two crows fighting over a snake. Tyler caught a field mouse and let it go. Well, Jack was bow hunting and he saw a deer. And Owen saw a blue jay at his feeder. John Cooper saw a hawk sitting on the power line, which reminded us of the hawk migration is beginning. Ella and her mom saw a large wolf. Reese saw a hummingbird, while Jesse saw three. Bria saw two red-headed woodpeckers on a telephone pole pecking. Zoe saw five small chipmunks, while Brayden saw a butterfly. While walking around the schoolyard this morning, Summit discovered a yellow caterpillar, which we think was an American dagger moth caterpillar. Everyone got a good look at it before depositing it in the garden, watching out for the spikes. They might irritate your skin. This concludes our phonology report. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Allison. And I think if you are headed up to Ely, the Gunflint Trail would be a wonderful ride. Lots of things to see up there and probably lots of color as well.